Guys, good morning. How's everybody? Before we jump into our topic of today, I want to give you a couple of things. One is, beginning next Sunday, we're going to begin a study of the book of Job. Afraid Religion is kind of the name of the series. And as some of you may know, Job is a book that God's given us, but it's a very heavy book. It's a book that really asks us or causes us to ask, guides us to ask some of the hardest questions. And so I'm asking for those of you out amongst in our congregation who the Lord has taken through a hard time and he's been faithful and has carried you through, I would ask that you pray about you sharing that story just a couple of minutes with our congregation. So right now I've got two ladies that have volunteered and I am glad that they did that, but I just want to push the guys a little bit. Ladies were the first one to respond to my email, so I want to push the guys. Where you at? All right, so I know it's gonna be hard for a lot of guys to kind of stand, a lot of people in to get up in front and to speak in front of people and things like that. So I understand that, but I just want to push the guys a little bit. I know that a lot of our families have gone through a lot of different things. So give the Lord glory by sharing what He's done in your life. I need four more. All right, for our Job series. Also, I would ask that you pray for me. As I'm going to be, after church today, going back to North Carolina to finish prayerfully some academic work that I've been working on. And tomorrow is I have to sit down in front of a board of professors and present my deal. So if you could pray for me, I really would appreciate that. That would be huge, huge help for you to pray for me. Because you know sometimes I don't always say things exactly the way they need to be said. All right, so let's jump into it. Today we're going to be looking at habits, Bible memorization, and this is part of a jumpstart series that we've done. And what we've done is we've taken this acronym HABITS, and each of the letters stands, of course, for something else because it's an acronym. And we looked at H, which is hang time with God. That was way back. And then we looked at A, which is an accountability partner. And today's B, which is Bible memorization. We spread them out because we don't want to just fire hose you with information. We want to give you a spiritual discipline that you could take and apply to your life, and then we give you some time to work on it. So prayerfully at this point, you have, if you're not already, you have begun to get into a regular habit of studying God's Word as having a daily quiet time. And also, if you don't have an accountability partner, you have begun to pray for one. You know, maybe God has not brought that person to you yet, but you have already started praying about it. So those are some things that are habits, that are spiritual disciplines that we have in your life that we'd like you to be working on. All right, now there's six in all, and again, we've kind of spread them out so you can have some time to work on them. And last time, we looked at how we need to take off some old habits and how we need to put on some new habits. And in order for us to take off the old habits, we have to first identify what they are. Like, how does a person come up with the fact that they have, that this is right or this is wrong in a person's life? Well, they go to the Scriptures. And as you study the Word and as you begin to pray through it and begin to look at it, the Holy Spirit will show you some things about yourself that you're doing right. Great job. But it'll also show you some things that you need to change. And that's how we identify what they are. So we started with our acronym with H, hang time with God. It all has to start with you sitting down, opening up the Bible, and studying it. So that's where we start with H. Then once you've identified these sins, you begin to repent and turn from them and confess them and putting them off, and you're putting new ones on. You may need someone, once the Lord has identified those things, to kind of hold you accountable on that. Maybe He's shown you something about yourself that you really need to change, but you've struggled with it for years. You need someone to come along, a fellow brother, sister, brother if it's a brother, sister if it's a sister, and come along and say, hey, you know, this is something that I'm struggling with, and you build a relationship with them, and you grow together. Iron sharpens iron, and things like that. So that's the A. So and then the next thing, and this caring, deep relationship with an accountability partner, if they truly love you, we had said that they're going to want you to have a close relationship with God. It's not a time to get together and drink coffee. It's a time to sit down and really bear your soul to each other. And in the process of doing that, you will grow closer to the Lord, and you're going to grow closer together as well. You'll develop friendships. Which leads us to B in the Daybreak Habits, and it stands for Bible memorization. Now, I don't believe that any serious Christian who really is really kind of seeking the Lord and going after and trying to do the things that He's called us to do would do it apart from the Bible. right? I mean, that's kind of the starting point, is that there's a couple of things that are just ultimately foundational to what we do as Christians, and one is Scripture and the Bible, and being able to accurately handle it and use it for life situations. And so having a Bible is kind of like carrying a sword around inside the sheath, right? It's great to have this book with you, to have it on the bookshelf in your home, to have it sitting out on the coffee table, right? It's wonderful to keep a little one. I wouldn't put this in my shirt pocket or, you know, maybe tuck it in my pants or something, but it's great to keep with you. So some of you may even have like a little thin line Bible that you keep with you, or in your car or in your briefcase or something like that. Or you may have like a Gideon New Testament that you just keep on you all the time. All of those are great to have, but it's kind of like keeping a sword inside the scabbard, the sheath, that if you never really get the sword out and use it, then it's really, it's not any good to you. It looks good. It makes you look religious, but ultimately it's not really all that good to you. Also, if you think of the Bible too, is if we're not really in it and studying it, those life situations come. Look how many pages are in this book, right? That's a lot of pages. And suddenly this situation comes up and I'm like, how in the world am I going to find what I need in all these pages, right? So you're telling, and I just want to present to you that I believe that any situation that you're going to face in this life, the answer is found within this book. Every single one, it's in the book. You just got to know where to look. And so part of what we're going to look at today with Bible memorization is you begin to learn and memorize where to be able to find these answers to these life situations that are there. Now there's some tricks like a concordance, and there's a trick like index and those type of things that you can learn early on. But ultimately, you're going to have to get into it and begin to memorize and understand where things are. So that's kind of where we're coming from. You should have a Bible at home. You can be a strong witness wherever you go. If you carry that New Testament with you every day, that's great. And you might consider carrying a gospel in your pocket. But even if you, in those emergency situations, if you don't know where to look, you're going to be in trouble. All right? So you got to know exactly where to turn, and the only way to be able to do that is by putting it to memory and to learn and to memorize what it says. Okay, first off, in your outline, why should we memorize Scripture? I'm going to kind of lay a foundation of why you should even bother with this and why is it important, and then on the tail end of our time together, we're going to look at some actual, like, how to do it kind of stuff. And so some of you, if you are already in the practice of this, this is going to be maybe like foundational to you, and you may pick up some new things that you hadn't thought about before. Some of you, this is brand spanking new, and I'm excited for you, because if you'll kind of take what we're kind of going to look at today and begin to put it as a part of your spiritual life, it's going to change and revolutionize how you think and how you act and how you go about life. Okay, so let's look at it. Why should we memorize Scripture? First off, is it helps us. It helps us. There's a lot of different things. Romans 12:2 says it renews our mind. You're going to actually think differently when you begin to memorize Scripture. It's going to, Hebrews 4:12 says that it's going to renew our heart, or purify our hearts. Psalm 119:11 that we read earlier helps us to resist temptation. There's going to be those things where, boom, there it is, this thing that you've been struggling with, and this Psalm 119:11 is right there, the word of the Lord, and it's going to help you to work through it, think about it. Also, in your prayer life, John 15:7, I'm the vine, you are the branches, and so on. It's going to help guide your prayer life. You can actually open it up and begin to pray Scripture. But what happens if you don't have your Bible? Then you're able to say, okay, well, here's a verse that I memorized. I can pray that verse. I don't know what to pray right now. This is a weird situation. This is very difficult for me. I'm just going to pray Scripture. So you begin, well, I don't have my Bible. That's okay. You've got it memorized. Also, we're commanded to meditate on God's Word in John 1:8. So it will help you meditate on God's Word. Okay? The habit of memorizing Scripture will yield a lots of treasures. For example, I've given you just tons of information, I know. And those of you who are trying to take notes, I'm going to try to slow down just a little bit. But the habit of memorizing Scripture is going to give you some treasures. First, it will govern your thought life. There's going to be things that you're going to be thinking about, and you're going to find yourself going outside of those bounds. Whoa, wait a minute. This is really something I shouldn't be thinking about. Here's a verse that goes along with that that you've put to memory. Also, it will make you alert and observant. You're going to be going through life, and those verses, the Holy Spirit will bring them to your mind. You're going to begin to see things, see life a little bit differently than you had before. Your counsel is going to be sought by others. Yeah. Not because you're all smart, but because as you begin to apply Scripture and you begin to memorize it, you're going to act, your life is going to change. You're going to begin to make wise decisions. People will see that, and then they'll gravitate toward you because they see you making these decisions based on this memory, that the Scripture that you have memorized or applying to your life. It will gain, you'll gain godly confidence. Some of us, at some times, we just don't feel like we're all that, let's just call it spiritual. We kind of think of yourself as like maybe low on the totem pole, and that's not true, because Holy Spirit wants to use you, and Jesus wants to come along and to use you in a powerful way, but you just don't feel very adequate. Well, when you memorize Scripture, God is going to, you're going to find yourself saying things, blah, 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 blah. Hey, where'd that come from? Well, it's come from your, this discipline of memorizing Scripture, and it will help you feel better as a Christian. Also, it develops discipline in your life. Me, personally, there's certain things in my life that I'm strong at from a discipline-wise, and then there's other parts that I'm not quite so strong at a discipline-wise. Well, memorizing Scripture is a way to help develop and build that discipline in your life. Okay, here's a couple of things. I have five things of why you should memorize Scripture. Number one, knowing God's Word helps me resist temptation. You can write down Psalm 19:11. I have hidden my Word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Or if you're King James, that I may not sin against thee. All right? So we're going to talk about picking a translation in just a second. But also, number two, knowing God's Word helps me to make wise decisions. 119, verse 105, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Also, number three, knowing God's Word strengthens me when I'm under stress or pressure. How many of you endure stress or pressure at some point during the day? Every day. All day. All right, there we go. It's stress and pressure is just one of those things. You can memorize Psalm 119, verse 49. Your promises to me are my hope. They give me strength in all my troubles. Also, number five, knowing God's Word helps me to share my faith with unbelievers. Dude, I wanted to talk to this guy at work, and I have wanted to talk to my neighbor, but every time I feel like I have that opportunity, I just don't know what to say. You know, I know I need to tell him about Jesus, but I don't know. Well, if you memorize just a handful of verses, I mean, you could really give a gospel presentation with just a handful, less than five. You can walk them through and tell them how to become a Christian. But one that you might want to start with is 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. All right? Also, it helps other people. So not only is memorizing Scripture going to help you, it's also going to help other people evangelize unbelievers and also to teach, like Psalm 119, verse 24. All right, so at this point, you've probably began to think, okay, maybe I probably should do this, maybe I shouldn't. And in your mind, these excuses have begun to pop up, right? Come on, it's natural. I can't do this, I'm too old. I can't do this, I'm too young. I can't do this, I have too much going on. I don't have time. I've tried but before and it just didn't work out. Why bother? I have a new computer program now. Those of you who are computer people, right, I don't need to worry with memorizing Scripture because all I got to do is go to the computer and boom, there it is. I can find it, no problem. Also, you may be saying, memorizing Scripture, this is one that I thought was kind of funny, will make me spiritually proud. You know, if I go through all this trouble to memorize the Scripture, then I'm just going to get proud, and I'm going to be showing off, so I just don't think I'm going to go there. Right? Humbleness. Yeah, right. Okay? So, you've got a couple of excuses. All these are kind of faulty reasons. The Scriptures actually command us to meditate and to make the Word a part of our life. And so, if we're not doing that, then we're actually saying, God, you're telling me to do something that I can't do, that you're not going to enable me to do, which God's not going to do that. All right, so the bottom line is that the real reason is that you choose not to do this. We all make a choice. If you walk out and don't make this a part of your life, that's a choice that you've made. I'm choosing not to do that, or I'm choosing to put this as to make it a part of my life. It's a choice. So let's put together a plan. The plan for Scripture memory, first off, I have eight things that I think may help you. Number one is to decide on a time when to memorize Scripture. My suggestion to you would be to find whatever time you're having that daily quiet time already. And if you're reading through a section of Scripture like a book, then to pick one or two verses out of that book that really meant a lot to you, that really kind of stood out. And they're going to be different for you than they were for your friend or for your neighbor or something, because you're going through something different in your life. There's going to be things going on, and these verses are going to pop up off the page. And you're going to say, you know what, that is a wonderful, beautiful verse that really has meant a lot to me as I kind of read this book. That's the one that I'm going to memorize. But you have to pick a time. Decide on how you're going to select the verse, number two. How are you going to select that? We're going to get to that in a little bit more detail in just a second. Number three, decide on a translation to memorize. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church as far back as I can remember. And so when I was in like Joshua and Caleb's grade, like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, I was memorizing scripture because the teachers in our class were making us memorize the scripture. But it was King James. And so you'll ask me a verse, something will come up, and that verse and those verses will come to me, but they'll come to me in King James. So that's okay, but I'm just saying, you may want to choose a translation that maybe where you don't have to go, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I know this relates to this. What's that with thee, that you, thine, and so on. So you may love the King James, and that's great, but pick a translation that's good for you. Okay, my suggestion would be some ones that are on the fairly literal side, like ESV, NASB, NIV. Those are the three that I would suggest. I would suggest you stay away from the Message, more translations that have been translated for you already. Okay, so try to stick with those. Also, decide on a goal of how many you want to memorize. Make a goal for yourself. I want to memorize one every day. That may not be a realistic goal. You could, unless you're just really smart, they just come really easy. But my suggestion would be one a week for a month, something like that. That's a kind of a good place to start. Once a week for a month. And then you can kind of begin to put those together. But you need to decide for a goal, whatever's going to kind of work for you. You can purchase cards to use for memorization. You can go on the internet, and I'm going to give you a couple of email addresses in just a second, but they come on a page that you can print out already. There's no work involved. It's called a kind of a scripture memory system, and you may not, so you're kind of, there's kind of two ways to do it. One way is you can pick your own verses and make your own cards and handwrite them out. But if you're like me and you really don't want to take that much time to do that, then you can go to different websites that I'm going to give you in a second, and you can print out these cards, and then you can cut out whichever ones you want. And the cards are already made for you. So, and I'm going to send out an email this week with a list of suggested verses for you to memorize. I don't know if you noticed, and I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. We had talked about should we, shouldn't we, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it. One of the things that we do as a church is that we memorize scripture. Do you guys know what our scripture memory for today was? Well, exactly, right? We're like, no! So the reason we did that, one, give you a break, because we want you to think about, no, not really. It just didn't work out. But we want you to, I'm going to be sending out a list this week of verses, and then I want you to pick one of these verses that I'm going to give you and memorize it and then share it with somebody next Sunday. So you'll have a week to figure out which verse you want to do, make yourself a card, memorize it. It could be Jesus wept. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It could be that easy, right? I got it. Jesus wept. But you got to find the verse. I'm not going to give you all of it, all right? So, and memorize the verse in the scriptures before next week. That's kind of your challenge. But, all right, so let's keep going. Number six. Use cards that are convenient for you. Don't make these big old like cards like this, right? Because you're not going to carry those around. Make a card that's more convenient, that you can keep in your shirt pocket, that you're going to actually carry around with you. You also need to decide on a review system. You know the secret to scripture memory? Review, review, review. I had a friend in seminary. You can buy these blank cards for when you memorize Greek words and Hebrew words and so on. He had this tray full, and it was full of cards. All had scripture memory on it. And whenever we'd be hanging out or we'd go over to his house and we'd be talking, at some point in just the hangout time, he had these kind of next to his chair, and he'd sit there and he would just flip through these cards. And it was just a part of his life, part of his daily habit to go through these. I mean, it was like 1,000 cards. I mean, it just, and they had, even had them like labeled like Monday, it was stack, Tuesday, stack, you know, Wednesday, and so on. And he would just go through them. And you could just tell in his mind these things were clicking. But you have to have a way in which you review your cards or your however you set it up. But you need to review. Number 8, find someone who is also memorizing Scripture. All right, so we got you in the habit of being in the Bible, have a daily quiet time. We got you in the habit of having an accountability partner. Now we're going to get you to be memorizing Scripture. Guess what the next thing you're going to talk about with your accountability partner is? Bible memorization. All right, look, I know I need to be doing this. I'm not. Why don't we just hold each other accountable on this? I'm going to try before the next time we get together to memorize 3. And your friend says, well, I want to do 1 because I'm busy. All right, whatever. You know, so you come to, you make a decision, and then you hold each other accountable on those cards. So find somebody else who's memorizing Scripture. If you haven't found an accountability partner, ask around this morning after church and say, hey, do you have somebody that you are an accountability partner with or something? And they may say, no, I don't. Well, why don't we memorize some Scripture together? Okay, great. That'd be a great place to start. All right. Let's look at the practice of Scripture memory. All right, number 4 in your outline. So number 1 in that is the select a memory verse, which you've kind of talked about. Now, some people use systems. You can go on the internet and do Scripture memory system, and they send you sheets of Bible memory verses. And you could tear them out, and you could put them in these little plastic cases that come with the kit. So there's all kind of different things. If you'll do a Google search for Scripture memory cards, you'll get tons of different systems that are out there. Number 2, understand the verse contextually. All right, that's understand the verse contextually, which means there's a lot of people out there that whenever something comes up, they'll throw out a verse that has absolutely nothing to do with what you're talking about. You know, they're just way out there. Like, what? Where's that coming from? Like, for example, you're going up to your brother or your sister, and you see that they have sin in their life, and you're trying to hold them accountable on that, and they'll say, you know, don't judge me, or, I can't think of the verse now. Judge not, lest you be judged. Exactly, right? Doesn't the Bible say, judge not? So thank you. But it has absolutely nothing to do with judging somebody, holding them accountable, or trying to correct a sin in their life. It's a love thing, that you love them enough to come to them and try to point this thing out in their life and guide them back, pull them back into the fold, so to speak. It has nothing to do with judgment, nothing to do with judging. So that would be an example. So understand the verse contextually. Number 3, write the verse on a card with the reference. You need to have the reference. I know this great verse. I have no idea where it is in the Scriptures. Like for example, judge not, lest you be judged. Right? I know the verse, but dude, I'd have to really search to find that. For example, I know where it's at. I'm just not going to tell you. So, all right. So, number 3, write the verse on a card with its reference, and be sure that you've written it accurately. It's very important when you take the time to memorize it that you actually memorize it accurately, and carry the card with you in the beginning all the time. So why? Because there's going to be times when you're in traffic, stopped. you can get the cards out, or you can take the card and stick it in the little rubber seal on the window. You can kind of slide it in there, or you could put it somewhere that you could see it without, once you've stopped, you can review. Or if you're in the line at the bank and you're like, oh, this could take it forever, you get your cards out and you can review. If you're at the doctor's office, you're sitting there like, oh, this is taking way forever. So wasted time becomes an opportunity for you to memorize Scripture. But you got to keep them on you all the time. So next time, maybe you can make your 3 cards or your 1 card or whatever it is that you want to memorize, and then you could take that and put it in your pocket, and I'll ask you, hey, can I see your card? All right. Okay. And then and you could say, yeah, I left it in the car. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see next week. All right. It may be helpful to write the card, the date that you memorize it, just for accountability. I've got it. I memorized this in 2009. And you write the date there. Now, an alternate to cards would be those of you that are high tech and have PDAs. you know. Or you have BlackBerry. You can actually go online and get software, free software. It's from Laridan.com, L-A-R-I-D-I-A-N, Laridan.com. They sell software, and there's also free software out there that you bring it up on your BlackBerry or your PDA, and you mash it, and it brings it up, just like a card. And then you say, okay, I got that. You click it, it goes to the next one. You click it, and it goes to the next one. So however you want to set it up, but those are available. Number four, commit the verse to memory. Here's how to do that, some things to think about. Pray for the Lord's blessing and be confident that you can memorize it. I actually did a Google search for this a couple of days ago, but you can go and find like YouTube videos of these guys that memorize like entire books of the Bible, like Revelation, Genesis, like, and then they got like smaller epistles. I say smaller, but dude, that's a lot, you know. And so these guys that they just have made it a spiritual discipline to memorize scripture. And so they'll sit there and they'll be, you know, whatever. And they just start going through the whole book. And that's just amazing. But they've made a spiritual discipline to do that. So you got to commit it to mirror, but pray about it. Read the card silently, and then you can kind of read it out loud. You divide it up into verses. There's all kind of different tricks to do that. One of the ways that I found the most helpful to keep me from cheating is to have someone listen to me, like, here's the verse. And by the way, here's a great way, just throw it out there, of you to talk to your friend or your neighbor or someone who you may be trying to just talk about God with them or trying to share Christ with them. You could say, my stupid pastor is wanting me to memorize these things, and he made me go find somebody to talk to. So, and nobody's around. Could you listen to me share these verses for just a few seconds? I'm trying to make sure I got them right here. Here's the card. And you go through and you say, all right, these are the ones I'm trying to memorize. It's just a way to kind of get into a conversation. I actually tried that one time. It works pretty good. Here's another one. Continue the process through the entire verse or the passage. Don't kind of stop halfway. Memorize the whole verse. Number five, review the verse. Add the verse to other verses so what you'll do is you'll begin to build a library of cards. You'll start with one card, and then you'll start another card, and you'll start another card, and then when you review, you'll go back and you start with the first card, and you go all the way through what you've memorized. It's no longer new when you can quote it verse from start word to end word completely without any mistakes. That's when you kind of know you've memorized it. You've got it. You're not guessing. You're not having to look. But here's the most important thing, number six, with scripture memory, is that you begin to take it and apply it to your life. This is the most important part of scripture memory, is that these life situations come up. When they come up, you say, Lord, what's a verse that I could take and apply to this? The more you've reviewed, the more you've thought about it, the more you've committed to memory, the faster they'll come. And so you're able to go, okay, here's this situation. I need a verse that's going to help me deal with this. And you're actually able to take it and apply it directly to your life. All right, lastly, I want to give a couple of don'ts for scripture memory. A couple of don'ts. Number one, don't kind of memorize the verse. All right, that's my big thing. I got it, you know, whatever, judge not, something like that. I got it. That's not got it. That's not memorizing it. That is becoming familiar with it. You need to keep going. But don't just kind of know it. God didn't just kind of inspire the Bible, right? He inspired every word that we have. Every word's important. And so it's important for us to memorize every word that's there. So don't just kind of do it. Number two, don't forget to memorize the references. Again, I think I've kind of pushed that a little bit. But you need to memorize the reference and the verse. Number three, don't feel like you have to know one verse perfectly before you can move on to another verse. You know, go ahead and have a couple of verses going. Just depends on you. That's completely up to you. Don't memorize verses in more than one translation. Try to pick a translation that you like, that you are comfortable with, and try to stick to that one translation, because otherwise you'll become like me, and you're like, oh, what is that? Oh, and you're like, that's the NIV, no, that's King James, no, that's NASB. I've memorized them all over the place. So it doesn't really matter, but it becomes difficult to find the verse in the Bible if you memorize it different places. So not that the references change in Scripture, but let me just kind of conclude with this. I got a couple more don'ts, but I'll send it out in the email. Let's pretend that you are a king and you're in your castle. Okay, you're the king, you're in your castle, you got your kids that are kind of running around, they're kind of doing the different things, and suddenly you realize that your castle is being attacked. And the enemy is coming, he's charging the gates and different things, and so you go, oh crud. So you get up out of your throne, and you run into the armory. Now the armory is where you keep all of your vast weapons of war. You could have within your war room a catapult, ballista. I like that word, ballista. That's just a cool weapon of war. You can look it up if you want. It's a rock thrower, but anyway, you have machine guns and let's stick with the castle theme. You've got axes and shields and armor. You got all this stuff. You could have all these things in the army, but the enemy attacks. You unlock and you open up this huge wooden door, and you run into the armory, and you look around, and there's nothing there, and there's like no weapons, and so you begin to frantically run around in this room, and you look down, and there in the corner is a bow. It's unstrung. You pick it up. It's got cobwebs all over it, and there in the side of the handle is John 3:16. You're like, oh, John 3:16. I know that one. Manage to string the bow, but you don't have any arrows to shoot the bow. You just kind of take the arrow, and You throw the bow at them. They throw that at you. You're not going to make it very long. So what you need in that armory is all kinds of stuff. At least arrows for John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world, that gave his only begotten son. Follow that up with another verse. Follow that up with another verse. And be able to walk someone through the Gospels. Be able to, when you're attacked, be able to throw these verses back and defend yourself against Satan's arrows, his fiery darts, and so on. So my prayer for you is that you will make it a spiritual discipline in your life to memorize Scripture. And we want to, as a church, try to make that easy for you. So I'm going to be sending out some information to you to where you can start trying to begin to do that. And here's your challenge for next week. Don't forget. I don't want you to be embarrassed. It's kind of like, hold up your Bible, and I didn't tell you ahead of time I was going to do that. And you left it in the car. All right, so here's your challenge is to pick a memory verse of the list that I'm going to send you or on your own. It can't be one you already know. I don't see any John 3:16s. If you already know it, brand new. You got to be a new verse, all right? Pick a verse, put it on a card, memorize it, and be able to share it with somebody at church next week, all right? That's the challenge. And then I'm going to say, when you come in the door, can I see your card? And you'll go, yeah, man, I got it right here. I got my card right here. No, that's your child check-in slip. No, I want to see the card, all right? So you make a card by then, a conveniently sized card that you know your verse. And that's our challenge. We're going to hold each other accountable on that for next Sunday, okay? Don't forget. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for loving us enough to give us tools in our life to help us grow in our walk with you. And Lord, I pray this morning that there may be some people in this room that they know thousands or hundreds of verses, and this has been just kind of a real simple review message on something they're already learning. So Lord, I just pray that you'll just kind of encourage them and just help them to keep going with this discipline. And Lord, also there may be someone in this room that they may have done it in the past, but they've gotten away from it. They can even put their hands on a stack of cards somewhere in their house, but they've walked away from it. They haven't learned any new verses in a while. Lord, I pray that you'll encourage them to begin this spiritual discipline anew. And Lord, also pray for the person in this room who's never done this before. They've never even tried it. I pray that your Holy Spirit will encourage them, give them a boldness to try. And that you will just bless them in their hearts and their minds because they've begun to do this. And Lord, I just pray this in your name. Amen.